Thomas in Cleveland, Ohio. Is Barack Obama a far-left liberal or not?
I don't know if he is or not. But all I know, this man trying to do something different for this country, standing up for something that he believes in, and seem like all I hear is everybody tearing him down. I just want to know what have anybody else tried to accomplish to make this country a little better than what it is now.
Well, wait a second here. I mean, are you saying that because Barack Obama's got ideas for the country, anybody who doesn't agree with him is trying to tear this country down?
No, I said you're trying to tear that man down, not this country. Trying to tear this man down.
Well, I don't like his ideas.
Say that?
I don't like his ideas.
Well, okay, that's fine. Everybody don't like everybody's ideas and stuff. But this man, from what I'm seeing, what I'm hearing, he is trying to accomplish something. From what I hear, what I see, trying to accomplish something that no one else is. And all I can hear is everybody.
All right, well, Thomas, listen to foreign policy plans.
Second. I will cut tens of billions of dollars in wasteful spending. I will cut investments in unproven missile defense systems. I will not weaponize space. I will slow our development of future combat systems. And I will institute an independent defense priorities board to ensure that the quadrennial defense review is not used to justify unnecessary spending.
All right, Barack Obama is against a missile defense system, which only yesterday tested again successfully. And is really our only protection against somebody like Iraq getting a missile and firing something at us. Iran. So, Thomas, what exactly do you like about his foreign policy position that he just enunciated?
Well, I can barely hear what he was saying. Actually, from what you just played, I can barely hear what he was saying. So I don't really know too much about that.
Well, I mean, but that's the point, Thomas, isn't it? I mean, when I say, look, I criticize Obama over his friends, Wright and Flager and Meeks and the terrorist bomber and, you know, sidling up to Farrakhan and stuff like that. Somebody like you, Thomas, will call me and say, hey, deal with the issues. I start dealing with the issues. I ask you about it. And you haven't dealt with the issues. You don't know what Barack Obama stands for. You just like him because he's like you, and you want to see one of you up there, and you don't care what he stands for. Is it okay if I care what he stands for?
Well, listen, he's not one of me. He's one of him. He himself. He's not one of me just because he's a black guy or something like that. Don't make him one of me. He's standing for him, not me.
Well, then have a clue what you're talking about.
Well, I'll tell you what, Thomas. If that is your position, that you are one of the 8% who voted for somebody else or didn't vote for Obama because you're proud that he's a black guy and that's the first time it's ever happened, you are among a small minority of black guys in this country, because that is all I've heard for day after day after day.